I just want to tell you a little bit about the book Letters from the Yoga Masters. Dr. Hari Dickman was my teacher in the 1970s, and he started the Latvian Yoga Society in the 1930s. The way that he learned yoga was through correspondence, through letters. And he wrote many different yoga masters in India. So he studied a variety of different pathways. The letters run from 1930 to 1979. And when I studied with him, these were our textbooks. So Hari would bring out a package of letters and we would study a particular topic on that day from a particular teacher. I tried to include as many letters as possible in the book, but out of the total 750 letters, I only touched on a certain number of them. And if you check in the appendix number 2, you can see anyone with an asterisk by their name has been included in the book. There are a lot of yoga masters whose letters were not included in the book, but I had to stop somewhere. So my purpose really was to share some of these beautiful techniques that were taught to Hari and then through him shared with me. Most of the book is focusing on pratyahara, dharana, and dhyana, or withdrawal from the senses, concentration, and meditation techniques. And of course, there's a section on samadhi in there as well. When you write a letter, you don't necessarily write it consecutively from beginning to end. And so sometimes someone might remember a detail and put it later in the letter. So, oh, I forgot to tell you that you should hold your breath during this process. So sometimes as you read the book, it isn't consecutively described. So it's a good idea to read through the technique before you practice it. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing these recordings, so that you can also just sit and experience the technique. And of course, it's filtered through my perception of how I would teach it. But it will bring the book to life for you, I feel. So many times when I teach a workshop, people walk away afterwards and say, now I really understand how to utilize this book more fully. And they have the ability to share the techniques more with their students where it's suitable. Now, when Hari would have a question, he would pose that question to several different yoga masters for their insight into it. So, for example, if he wondered if you should hold the breath between rounds of Kapalabhati or not, he might pose that question to several different teachers in the year 1952. So the way that I worked with the book is I would look at a topic that might have come up in 1952, and any of the yogis who wrote them during those years, I would look through those letters and see what their responses were and then compile that information under Kapalabhati. And then I might need to go further than that because he might have another further clarification that would be written, and then we would look for the response. It was a little bit unorthodox to study with many different yoga masters in many different pathways. But Hari said he was rather obsessed with yoga and just didn't want to limit himself to one specific pathway. He loved Swami Shivananda Saraswati of Rishikesh. He truly loved the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda. He also really honored Swami Vishnu Tirtha and Swami Shivananda Saraswati of Assam in Bengal. There were many different pathways represented, and you can see those in the appendix number 2 because the teachers listed are under the pathways that they taught. It was unique in that Hari studied so early on in Latvia, and then he was put in displaced person camps and continued to study as soon as it was possible to start writing letters again to the yoga masters. So there's a pause in the letters during the war. And then when he was put in the displaced person camps in Germany, the letters continue again. And many of those yoga masters took great pains to send him care packages of books and things that he needed so that he could teach people in the displaced person camps. This was often reflected as very helpful for people under very distressing conditions, and the yoga helped them to get through these difficult times. So I hope you enjoy experiencing these teachings that Hari passed on to me. And blessings to Hari for trusting in me, and with great gratitude, I pass them on to you.